You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason tells me his biggest flaw right off the bat. Right now, I want to know.
Yeah, small penis.
Anything else?
Crushing debt. kids don't respect me.
Shit.
Got an ex-wife who's on my case about my new girlfriend that does semi-porn.
All right, we're done.
Losing my hair, hairy back. I have my girlfriend's name tattooed on my ankle, which might not be the best thing for kids to see.
Okay, let's roll the intro. No, let's roll.
Some snot in my nose. I got a bad burn.
Let's
in
roll the. Here's the intro. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is David. I am 21 years old.
And I'm Jason. Is that the right place to jump in? No?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And I'm Jason.
I'm 44, because I know we have to say our ages, because it's such a big deal to David that I'm so old that I could be his dad.
Jason just got back from his vacation from Cabo. This is Jason's fourth vacation.
It's pronounced Cabo. And in Mexico, Dave, I've seen the world.
Yeah, Jason just came back from Mexico.
Cabo.
From Cabo. And this is our first time interacting. You just got out of the Uber.
Yeah, like, just got out of the Uber.
Straight up, just came out of the Uber. He hasn't even had time to eat. I didn't talk to him.
Wouldn't let me eat.
This is our first time meeting since his vacation.
And now I'm going to hit him square in the face.
Now I'm going to beat the fuck out of him with my microphone. So how? First of all, what's with you, Mr. World Traveler?
Bro.
Okay, last podcast and the podcast before, we were talking about how I don't see a lot of you.
Right.
If someone's listening to these in order, yeah, you're just going to hear how our relationship is falling apart.
How is it falling apart?
Okay, it's not falling apart, but I haven't seen you in a while. And even the people around the house are like, dude, where's Jason? Like, come on. You've been leaving a lot.
What is that? Is that like against some? Is there some unspoken vlog squad thing that I've broken here?
Not allowed to leave.
No, Scott goes away all the time. Todd goes away.
Todd
and Krita travel.
Yeah, but you're doing that. You're doing that new girlfriend thing, like to the max. Like the I got a new girlfriend, so I'll never see any of you fucking losers again. Do you know what I mean?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not a big deal. I'm just saying. Actually, it's a big deal.
You are so jealous. I've never seen somebody,
dude,
so jealous.
Everyone's agreed with me. They're like, where's Jason?
And yeah, because you walk around. You go to each person. I know what you do. You put that red fucking crappy blanket on your shoulder that's covered in Link hair. And you, with your laptop, you're like, oh, Jason's gone again. I just think that's kind of weird. And you fucking rile everyone up.
No,
I know what Scott would say. Yeah, that's what he's doing, David. He has a life.
No, true.
He's not.
Carly, don't touch me.
Carly
came to me yesterday and actually today, and she's like,
Carly?
Carly, yeah.
Carly doesn't live here.
See, she moved in 3 days ago, but you wouldn't fucking know.
What did Carly say?
Carly was like, it's weird. Like, Jason's gone. Like, where's Jason? And I'm like,
I went months without seeing Carly.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
Such a liar.
I swear.
Carly didn't say shit.
Whatever.
Carly came to you.
I'm done with the negative shit. I don't care.
No, I'm not. Carly came to you and was like, yeah, Jason's not around at all. I'd go weeks not seeing Carly.
It's not that she doesn't see you. It's that she sees your vlogs and she sees that she's not around. And she sees my vlogs and she sees that you're not around. It's not like that.
Dude. I fucking can't vlog with you. It's too hard.
Carly!
You never...
He's doing that thing that he said he would do.
You never...
You're getting defensive.
You... That's funny. You are too... Dude, listen.
What?
You have a vlog. It's fucking lit. Straight up.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Thank you so
and
much.
And you have the best vlog, without question.
I fucking appreciate that.
And I love helping you with your vlog.
I really appreciate
that. And I love when you found me in that fucking comedy club and brought me here. It's awesome.
But I've moved on, motherfucker.
But I haven't moved on.
I'm kidding.
But you know, like, it was taxing on you because, like, you'd be out doing your vlog, and then I'd, like, have to pull my camera out because I'd fucking have to vlog too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you were fucking hating it. Yeah. You would hate when I would be like, okay, David,
bro,
now my vlog. You hated it.
We had the best relationship on my vlog.
We did have the best relationship on your vlog.
Listen, I don't care, Jason. I'm willing to put it all beside us.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'll put what beside us?
You fucking asshole.
You are so jealous and I love
okay,
it.
Okay,
I've never seen. I've been around this earth a long time and I have never seen anyone react to one of my girlfriends like this. You are so lost.
Dude, we're all like this.
Like what?
We miss you, bro.
What?
How can you yell at me for missing my friend?
You're so full of shit. You just want someone to fuck. You just.
I am. I don't give a fuck. You are full of shit.
See? Everybody, he just admitted
it. I'm gonna cut that out of the podcast.
No, you're not. You're too lazy to edit.
What?
You're going to a movie with Liza.
Fuck
you. It's staying in.
All right, listen. Let's put this behind. I want to know about your trip. How was your trip to Cabo?
It was.
You prick.
It was so magical to know that no one was going to come shoot me with a paintball gun.
Yes.
At any time, because we're out of the country.
As you guys know, last time Jason went on vacation, I surprised him and I shot him with a paintball gun. And I couldn't go to Cabo because it's in Mexico. And if I leave the country, I can't re-enter for 10 years because of my citizenship. I'm dead serious. I asked Todd. I said, should I just fucking do it?
I wish you did. I wish you fucking did. I would have called you the greatest man of all time if you had risked your citizenship for that
It wouldn't be risked. I would have left. Like, I wouldn't have come back to the United States.
Maybe you could have got back in.
No, and then it would have been game over.
Really, game over?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, even so, I.
But how badass would have that been if I would have just showed up?
So badass.
You would have let me shoot you like 30 times, right?
If you came to that resort, I probably would have started crying. I would have cried for multiple reasons. One, because you ruined my vacation. And two, because your life would be over.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, David, you dumb fuck. Why did you do this?
I thought about it. I feel like it would have been worth it if I would have showed up. Imagine how fucking, that would have been my final vlog. It would have been badass as hell. Like, this is it.
Yeah, what a way to go out.
Yeah.
Why are you living like this? Why are you living to such extremes?
What do you mean living
like this? Your content doesn't need to... You don't need to be this extreme to have good content.
You're totally right.
Can I tell you something? We went to the resort, and I got to Mexico, and I was like, okay, pretty cool. And I was like, he could come. He would come. I'm like, I was thinking about this, the drive up. And we're driving through the fucking Cabo and getting there, and I'm like... And we get there, and the resort that is through a mountain, they had to blow dynamite through the fucking mountain.
Oh, that's sick.
And there is a 200-foot gate at the, like, and armed guards, like, because it's fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, sweet, he is not getting in here. Because a part of me thought you would come.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I would have been able to enter the U.S., it wouldn't have even been a question.
You would have came?
Yeah.
It would have been so much fun.
It would have been every vacation. Every vacation I'd come. I don't care if you're in Syria already getting torn to pieces. I'd have come and helped.
I'm being held hostage in Syria. You just come and shoot me and leave?
Yeah, you're tied up. You're like, thank God.
That's it for today's vlog.
how was the vacation? I saw you swam with dolphins.
Yes.
Did you see the comments you got? People are not happy you were swimming with dolphins.
Oh no, I didn't see it. I don't read comments.
Yeah, I went through them because I just assumed that they were going to be animal lovers. People didn't like the swimming with dolphins.
Here you are to fucking shit on the nice moment that we had. Dolphin was fucking born there. Okay, the dolphins, they were born there. The one I swam with was born in captivity.
That's amazing. So if you're born into slavery, that's just the best thing for you.
We played a few slaves as well. What's the big deal?
No, I mean it's I never thought.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't think there's a problem with swimming with
You're
dolphins.
Just bringing it up.
There's a lot. I honestly am actually a big dolphin supporter and any animal wildlife, and I thought it was fucked up.
Yeah, right. Like, you give a fuck about any animal. You're from Czechoslovakia waiting to fucking cook link on the grill the first fucking chance you get.
But no, what's your opinion on it? Obviously, I see your opinion.
We went there. She had booked it, and I was like, oh, fuck, SeaWorld. I was like, this is probably going to...
Oh, SeaWorld?
It wasn't SeaWorld, but I know that people are like, oh, fuck. She's like, we're swimming with dolphins. I was like, oh, cool, we're going out in the ocean. And then we got there, and I was like, oh. Because,
is it every time you swim with a dolphin you get shit, or is it just because that one was in captivity?
Probably because I was in captivity.
Oh, so if you, rode a random one in the wild, you'd be good?
I don't know. I'm sure people would have problems with that, too. People have problems with everything.
Yeah, it's funny.
So then we got there, and I was like, oh, fuck, this is probably going to be some backlash. And I was like, all right, whatever.
How was the vacation? Give me the quick breakdown.
It was great. We shot tons of videos, tons of vlogs. We saw a mariachi band last night. We swam with dolphins. We went
Did you guys make kayaking. Love a lot?
Did you guys make hello? We put the picture of you on the wall, and then we made love underneath it.
Good.
And I screamed your name right as I orgasmed. So I have that footage for you. I'll give it to you.
What was the best part?
Best part was the mariachi band.
Her nipples. No, I meant the entire vacation.
It was just a very relaxing resort. Just tons of... The best part is vlogging with her. That's the best part.
Was the ocean cool?
The ocean was so nice. Everything was so fucking
Was it
nice.
Warm?
Warm.
It's sick. It's cold here, right?
Yeah.
It's like freezing probably compared to where you're
from.
Yeah,
it was just... Everything was just so perfect. Honestly, just vlogging with her is so fucking easy.
He's talking about his girlfriend.
It's just like, she's just great. She's just always down. We're always making stuff. We're always shooting stuff. It's awesome.
It reminds me of two people I used to know.
Dude, I'm kidding. Fucking tried
Why
to.
Why the fuck do you get so angry, bro?
Because.
What are you on? Are you on some Trisha Paytas steroids?
Because you're angry. I'm not angry.
I am never.
The right thing to do.
Here we go.
Here we go. Go like Here's this. Fucking... I'm really happy for you, Jason. That's it. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, I'll say
I'm really happy
I'll
for you.
I'll say it. Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
Here's your problem.
Listen. Hold on. Time out. I'm happy for you. I just wish I can share some of your newfound happiness. Because the problem, this is my problem.
Oh my God.
This is my problem.
I am going to fucking reach across this room and take the microphone and choke you out.
This is my problem. Is
that you ruin any moment we have together anyway?
No.
This is
my problem. Is when I see you, you're very tired because you're doing all these fun activities. And then there's no fun activities left for David and Jason to do.
Dude, you sound like fucking... Okay.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because you, I have set aside moments just for you.
I love it. I actually have a moment this weekend together.
Where?
I can't tell you. I can't say on the podcast, but we have something we're doing this weekend.
What?
Well, you know, and it's nothing scary to you, but are you busy this weekend?
Trisha and I are going to Bora Bora. So. No, what's this weekend?
I can't say on the podcast.
Oh, fuck. Can we stop recording for a second?
Why? Is it gonna
I just want to know what it is.
Is it going to eat you up?
I'll wait.
It's literally not bad. We're literally going Sunday night somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Just like an event.
I'll plan.
Yeah.
What?
What?
No way.
What do you mean?
Sunday night? Fuck. Are you serious?
No, we're not going to the Oscars.
Oh. Here's the problem. I actually have set aside time to be with you. To help you with your vlog.
What happened?
And what isn't it so much nicer now when I'm around and I'm not trying to make you vlog? Because you fucking hated it. Every time I'd pull my camera out, you'd be like, oh, God. Every fucking time.
Okay.
So isn't it much better? So now, what did I do? What night did we leave? Oh, Sunday night. I talked to her and I was like, you invited her to David's thing. She's like,
this
I'm not going to go.
This is like fucking therapy, guys.
Yeah, it is. And she's like, Sunday night, you had a little party. And then I was like, do you want to go? And she's like, no, I'm tired. And I was like, okay, cool. And I did that specifically because I was going away and I was like, oh, cool, I'll give David my entire Sunday night. Fucking go and shoot.
Uh-huh.
I get there and what did you do? You fucked it all up.
I said, Trisha?
Huh?
I said, where's
you
Trisha?
You started a fight between me and Trisha.
You thought I did that on purpose.
You didn't do it on purpose. I don't think you do anything on purpose. I think you're too fucking stupid. I think you're too fucking stupid
to understand the interactions
of human beings.
I call Trisha and I'm like, why don't you come? And she's like, Jason doesn't want me to come. That's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, you should know not to fucking just start inviting couples. Like, We had already worked it out. You knew that was going to be a problem.
No, I never knew it was going to be like that. I literally called her. I'm like, why aren't you coming?
You should know, David.
How would I know that you told her not to come?
I didn't tell her not to come.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
It's honestly, why would you stick your fucking nose in it? So you fucked yourself.
Because Trish is my friend.
Okay, the point is, you started a whole fight with us.
Here's the point. The point is, I asked her to come. I didn't know that it was like I thought she was just like, she's not in the mood. Like I would call Todd, like I would call Corinna, like I'd call any of our friends. I'd be like, come on, stop being a bitch. Come out. We're having people over. And then and it wasn't my fault that you guys had some weird fucking argument that I got in the middle of. How the fuck was I supposed to know that you guys are fucking two lunatics? Now I know. Now I know.
Yeah, you're the sane one.
You're Mr.
You're the sane one that runs around the fucking house.
You're Mr. and Mrs. Batshit.
The other night, you call people to go to USC to a frat party that no one wants to go to, and you sit there.
I didn't even want to go.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit, and you're stomping your feet. You're going, no, 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 I want to go to the frat party.
Can I tell you something?
What?
That frat party was canceled when I was calling you. It wasn't even a thing.
So then why were you calling us?
Because I fucking like getting, like, I love that.
So you're the crazy one.
I'm not crazy. I was just fucking interacting with you guys, and it was fun.
Okay, so you're wasting our time, basically. You're basically calling and wasting our time.
Okay, I'm done. Because when I'm done fighting.
I'm not.
I want a new podcast host.
Great.
I said it.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I said it.
Okay, I'm out.
No, no, no. Jason. Jason, I'm kidding.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Take it back.
I'm playing both parts.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm David, and I'm sexy, and I'm Jason. I'm a fucking pussy. Oh, nice one, David.
That's great. The listeners are going to love it.
Okay, come back.
You're going to fucking love
come
it.
Come back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for fighting with you. I don't want
God damn it. How much can I fucking do for you?
Jesus
How
Christ.
How much can I do for
I said
you?
I'm sorry.
I fucking have done so much.
You go right back into it. You go. Stop. Silence. No more. We're done arguing. Let's talk about gun control.
I have tried.
Here we go. Here we
so
fucking
hard.
Go.
I've taped myself to the fucking wall.
I have taped you to
and
the
you
wall.
And you know what?
I have taped you to the wall. You have not taped yourself to the wall.
Okay, fine.
Don't you fucking say for a second that was you taping yourself.
You know what,
yourself.
David? And honestly, when you call me to do something and you're like, hey, come over to the fucking house at 11 p.m. at night and I'm going to fucking shoot you with a paintball gun, it's fucking not the best. It's not the best. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not. And I promise you, most people would say the same thing. But I do it to fucking help you.
My bad, dude.
But Jesus Christ, I'm not around for a fucking
I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry that you're such a little bitch. Okay, I get it. You can go hang out with Trisha and forget about me. I get it.
I'm not going to forget about you.
You know what it is?
What?
You know, this is why you get into arguments.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because you see, I'm being. Yes, there is a little truth in my humor and my jokes right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm also just joking around. You're the one that's.
Yeah, right.
You're the one that's.
You're so full of shit. Here you're just look, joking around. Look. It's all you say.
Look at this. You're so fucking angry.
You're angry.
I'm
just joking around. You're not joking around.
I'm making jokes with a little truth behind them. But you're over here fucking being Hitler and fucking screaming his fucking declaration of our friendship. Like you got to calm down, bro.
Okay. So I'll sit here. You be the cool one, and I'll go ahead. You go ahead. You do the podcast.
Okay, we're good.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, guys. If none of you guys were following that. Basically, if
of course they're following it. How could they not follow it?
If you're just joining,
you're an asshole. They fucking get it.
If you're just joining us for this podcast,
Jason's an asshole.
Jason's an asshole.
Go ahead.
No, okay. So let's start talking about
who's this comedian that you got today on your vlog? This 40-year-old comedian. Yeah. What was that?
It's really funny, huh?
I'm not gonna watch it. I won't even watch it.
I got a comedian to be on my vlog today, and he was about Jason's age. So I thought it was really funny because Jason was out of town.
Where was Josh Peck?
He was doing his thing.
Where was Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
That's not available.
He's not available today. Okay, so first of all, before we get into more fighting, you guys should head out to go to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Because if you use the offer code VIEWS, you could save 10% off your first purchase of a website domain. And it honestly, that's kind of like really amazing. I love Squarespace. You can create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, blog or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, and you can definitely definitely announce an upcoming event or special project and more.
Yes. Beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online. The ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks.
Guys, I know you may be thinking you don't need to build a website, but why not? Go build a funky website. Go surprise your friends. Make a website dedicated just to them because there's free and secure hosting, nothing to patch or upgrade ever, and 24/7 award-winning customer support. We're encouraging folks to make it. Make yourself easily create a website by yourself. Make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website.
Yeah. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace.
Jason sucks. Destiny is calling. It says you need a new website. Make it with Squarespace.
Who's talking out there?
I don't know. There's someone talking outside. But guys, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. Use offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I was driving around today.
Weren't you editing your vlog today?
I was doing a lot. I had to shoot my vlog today, and I had to edit it. So I shot like more than half of it today. I was driving around, and I was on Sunset Boulevard, and there's just a bunch of paparazzi standing outside. Mm. So like I spun my car around.
What do you make a paparazzi when you see them? Do you think they're like scum of the earth, or do you think they're good people making money?
I think they're good people making money, right? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I think...
How would they be the scum of the earth?
I don't think I could make my living that way.
Yeah, but they're needed.
It feels shitty though when like you see someone with a baby and
it's what keeps a lot of celebrities alive. I'm sure yes, they're probably fucking very scummy at times and they don't respect celebrities, but like those are the pictures that get you in the magazines. That's what keeps like Angelina Jolie relevant when she's not, you know,
it's true.
Starring in movies. I think they're really important.
Mm-hmm. But what about when like have you seen those where they try to like bait people, like they'll go up to Justin Bieber and be like, "Come on, man!" And they're baiting him. You know, they want him to like throw a punch.
Oh, 100%.
Shit like that. That's not cool.
It's not cool, but you know.
All right, so you're driving around. You saw some paparazzi.
Yeah, so I pulled over. I parked. We all got out to go talk to them. There's one guy that recognized me, and he was from the Hollywood Fix. And it's funny because our friend Jonah has been DMing him. Telling him to come shoot us, like for his paparazzi reel or whatever, and Jonah's been DMing him things like, "Please come on, please come. We're leaving the apartment now. Meet us outside." And he hasn't been responding, so it was funny that I ran into him. So I got his number. So next time we want to be paparazzi'd.
Did he shoot you?
I can give him a call. Yeah, he shot me.
What did you say?
I don't know. He just asked me a bunch of random things. Selena Gomez was in the restaurant.
Okay, that's so who he was after.
That's who everyone was after. There was like ten people outside. And she snuck out the back door in like a blacked out BMW.
Really?
And everyone's like, "She's in that car. She's in that car." But like no one can see her. So no one even took a picture of her because she was inside the car and it was like completely tinted. And they were all just like, "Fuck that shit. Fuck that." Like they were so pissed. They're like, "What the fuck is wrong with them?"
Because they didn't stop for a picture.
Yeah, because she like snuck out the back. I'm like, Jesus Christ. In like that regard, I'm like, "Oh, what the fuck's going on?"
What do you get for a picture with Selena Gomez? How much money would that get you?
I have no idea, but I'm assuming a lot. Yeah,
can't be that much.
But yeah, but that was like my first like, and I think this weekend I'm gonna go and hang out with paparazzi for the entire day.
You are?
I'm very curious to see how that works, and that'd be great footage.
Yeah,
like just drive around all day.
Yeah,
and then yeah, and maybe get some celebrities in the vlog for free by stalking them.
That would be fun. I think. If you want, I can go out there and you know, show my face. Just get the paparazzi in a lather.
Just, yeah, kind of like milk them all up and get them into one spot.
Yeah, and then you can go in there and do your thing.
Yeah, and then I come in and I talk to them, and that's when I ambush them. Yeah, that could be a good thing.
I'm gonna be hanging out with Brad Pitt and LeBron James
for what reason?
This weekend.
What reason?
I can't talk about it.
Uh huh.
But we're going down to Pins Bowling Alley.
You're going bowling with LeBron James and Brad Pitt?
Yeah. So we'll be down there, and I'll call the guy from Hollywood Fix, and I'll let you know right before we walk out. So,
really?
So you can get the story.
No, I definitely appreciate that. My friend Ilya came.
Yeah.
It was really funny. My friend Ilya lives in Vernon Hills, and my two friends go to college 35 minutes away from there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So they called me. My two friends that are at the college called me at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And they FaceTimed me. And on my other friend's phone, they were FaceTiming Ilya. Mm-hmm. So I was FaceTiming Ilya through someone's FaceTime. And they were like, "Hey, man, can you convince Ilya to come drive down here? Because we want to hang out with him tonight. And he's being a little bitch. We're 30 minutes away." And I'm like, "Ilya, well, you know, it is a lot warmer here in LA." And they go, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck." And Ilya's like, it is? I'm like, yeah, it's a lot warmer. And my two friends that are trying to get him to come there are like, holy fuck, he's probably going to fucking fly there. He's going to fly there. And then we just hung up on him and we booked flights. And Ilya came over at like, he landed at like midnight that night and he just stayed for like a couple hours. And we FaceTimed them in the morning. And I was like, FaceTimed my friends at the college. And I'm like, did Ilya come? And they're like, no, dude, he fucking pussied out. He apparently it was too cold. And I'm like, oh, that's a bummer, man. Ilya, did you hear this? And he was standing right next to me. And they're like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And they hung up.
Did you film that?
No.
You didn't?
No, that was just like a fun joke to.
One of the funniest things I ever saw you do was when we were hanging out. You're like, come down to Hollywood Boulevard. I want to shoot. And I was like, okay, cool. And then you were sitting out there and you were in a chair. You're in like a soccer dad chair. And you had a fishing line with a dollar on it.
Oh, yeah.
And you were, it was right when I started hanging out with you. And you were throwing the line out with the dollar.
Yeah.
And then people would try to grab the dollar. And then you would just reel the dollar
in. Yeah.
And I was like, and you weren't filming it.
Yeah. there's some things that are like, there's some things like that are really fun to do in person. But there's no point of filming it because it won't be that funny on camera. What are some of your... What are some of your worst habits, someone asked?
I bite my nails.
Yeah?
I spend too much money on my kids.
How's that going? How are your kids?
They're really good. I saw them last weekend.
How's your ex-wife with this new girlfriend? Because you brought that up.
Oh, well, you know, we could talk about that, but I'd probably stir up a bunch of shit. Listen, they're both wonderful people, my ex-wife and my girlfriend.
Who do you like more?
And I like the... This is a great question, David. What a wonderful question to ask me.
There's a fire that's burning.
You know what's really funny about Trisha is she actually listens to the podcast.
Oh, I know.
She listens to everything.
Yeah.
She watches all your videos,
So let me finish.
So anything that's said here.
There's a house burning down. You can only save Trisha or your ex-wife. Who do you save?
Oh, my God. You're just getting me in so much trouble.
No, I'm kidding. I want to have you answer that.
So it's been tense. And, you know.
Give me the break. I'm assuming I know why she's pissed.
Well.
I mean, it's a new girl. It's a new woman. She kind of came abruptly. You have her tattooed on your leg. Can I interview your ex-wife about Trisha?
You know what, David? I love when you get in the middle of my life. Things always turn out so well, dude, when you stick your nose in it.
Imagine that video.
Huh?
Imagine that video.
Well, she fucking, the video with the kids?
Yeah, she'd love that. I know, I heard.
That was, I can't have the kids on social media anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That was worth it. Well, at least.
Was it?
I don't know. Did she see the painting I painted of you and Trisha on the wall?
Nope, hasn't seen that yet.
Bummer.
I don't think so. Or maybe she has. I don't know.
Do you believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Were you abducted by a couple?
I'm looking at one right now.
What planet am I from?
Gorgon 7.
This girl came up to me today and just started speaking to me in Slovak, like in my language.
No shit.
Scared the fuck out of me.
Did you understand what she was saying?
Yeah, she said, hey, David, how are you? And I was like, fuck. The first thing I said was, fuck. Like someone just like pointed a gun at my head.
Did it
like,
give you the shivers?
Yeah.
Like it took you back?
Yeah, it made me feel really weird.
When you...
It took me out of LA.
Yeah.
Like I went...
Yeah.
And then like I was just like, shit, where the fuck am I? Where am I? Where am I?
You're no longer a hotshot 22-year-old YouTuber. You were like poor Slovakian boy.
Yeah.
With trying to assimilate with the culture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And is that... Does that, when you think about that, is that bad times for you trying to like assimilate
into America?
Yeah.
No, I kicked ass at it.
You did?
Yeah, I was the fucking best, man. No,
you were?
No,
I don't believe that.
No one's assimilated like me.
There's no struggles along the way.
No, dude, I was six when I moved here. I'm an American as it gets, other than without the citizenship or any rights. But no, I'm pretty American.
Yeah, you're a pretty American guy, I guess.
But why do you believe in why do you believe in aliens?
I think that, you know, it'd be pretty naive to say that we're the only people.
Did you ever hear this fact? There are more stars in the galaxy, in the universe, than there are grains of sand on the Earth.
There are more stars in the galaxy than grains of sand on the Earth. Wow.
How fucking insane is that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Dope.
And every star is, you know, is so. Yeah, pass me that blunt.
have some of that.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Space is absolutely insane to me. I was talking to Todd the other day. I'm like, isn't
Todd knows a lot about space.
Yeah, Todd's very smart.
NASA Todd, you mean?
Yeah. Like when you look up at the sky,
yeah.
Like during the day, everything's covered. Do you know what I mean? Like there's not one portion of the sky where you can look at and it's just, there's nothing like that, just like a black hole. It's all painted. Do you know what I mean?
Like it's all blue.
Like it's all blue, or when it's not blue, the sky, like the sky touches the earth.
Yeah.
Like that's what's so.
That's why a lot of people think the world's flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wouldn't.
Or I used to think when I was a kid, well, why isn't part of it dark? Why isn't it night over in some part of the sky? But it's not.
Wow, holy fucking shit.
That's how big the world is.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else fucking bums me out?
What?
When you go to Subway and people take too long picking out their condiments.
Seriously.
Fucking bums me the fuck out. I get mental.
I go to Subway now because I've been going on runs every day. So I go at 2 in the morning to Subway, and it's a 24/7 Subway. But for some fucking odd reason, every time I come in for the last 3 days, she closes Subway for 30 minutes to do an inventory check. And I run down there.
You run down. The plan is run down your hill, grab a sub, run up, eat the sub.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Probably, what, like 1.5 miles
it's
total?
It's 1.6 miles in
1.6,
total.
1.6, okay.
Yeah.
I know that Subway.
And I get down there, and she's like, sorry, honey, I'm closed for inventory for the next 30 minutes. And it's always for the next 30 minutes. It's like in her head, she goes, when that white kid comes in, I'm going to close for 30 minutes. Like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with her, but it's...
So what do you do? You just don't eat? Why are you eating a Subway at 2 in the morning?
Because I have to eat after my run. Todd said it feeds my muscles. Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
I think there's something to it.
I mean, yeah. Okay, here's another question. I feel like we've hit this before. Would you ever continue to date someone who has cheated?
Sure.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah.
If I
love the person, yeah.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. No.
No?
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Plenty of people cheat, aren't going to do it again.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me go back to you saying, why would you date someone who's cheated on you? How can you trust that person? How on earth can you trust a person that's already broken that trust in such a bad way?
I think
way?
If somebody messed up and they're like, oh, I cheated on you, I'd be like, oh, all right, well, don't do it again. And but then if they did it again, I'd be like, all right, that's fucking bullshit.
But I'll take you back one more time.
No, I mean, why wouldn't you? If Liza cheated on you, I mean, we've had this conversation
like 30 times. I'm sorry.
But okay, fine. But the point is, yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, I'd give someone another chance.
Okay.
But you're very staunch on it. I get it.
I am. Okay, you're right. I don't want to have this argument because we've argued enough during this podcast, guys. I know it may seem like Jason and I don't get along, but dude, once we turn this podcast off, Jason and I fucking hit it off.
Oh my God.
This is work.
We get the oils out.
Once this is off, guys, Jason and I kick back, watch a movie, eat a tub of ice cream.
We put on kimonos.
Yeah.
And I get the hibiscus water.
We fucking relax.
And I turn the steam on.
Have you guys ever gotten a back massage? I mean, of course not. Have you ever gotten a back massage from Jason? His fucking hands.
David, I love you. I don't understand.
I just wish. Well, here we go. Right,
Trisha
back
and I.
Dude, listen, we're
making videos.
Listen.
It's
can I talk, please?
We're busy. We're busy.
Dude, can I talk?
I need to branch out. I can't just all my effort. I will
up,
let you talk.
Go.
I cannot put all my energy into your video.
I know.
I'm trying. Let me just say this.
First of all.
I know it's great when I'm focused on your video.
First of all.
It must be wonderful.
First of all, I was kind of being serious, but you took it to such a real place that it scared me.
Here you go. I'm 21 and I'm scared.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And it didn't scare me. I'm just saying. I was kidding. I don't mind that you hang out with her all day. I'm supposed to give you shit. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's like what.
Who said that?
I mean, it's what fucking anybody does. It's when I started hanging out with Liza. That's what my friends did. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
People gave you shit for hanging out with Liza?
Yeah, because when you get a new girlfriend.
I'm not 21, David. I'm fucking 44 years
old. Okay, well, fucking welcome to my world, dog. You've been living with fucking 21-year-olds for fucking 2 years now, so get used to it, bro.
Get used to what?
I'm giving you shit because I'm supposed to, not because
I get it. I know you're not angry. And
I'm not especially
angry at you.
Especially me. I'm the only person in the world that will never have beef with anybody unless it's like they murdered my kids or they fucking killed me. You know, like I'm not stubborn. Like I'll never have a fight with you. And
you're not stubborn at all. You're very good like that.
So
for sure.
Yeah. So
I love you, David. I want to.
Don't fucking say
that. I want to help you.
That's not what I'm asking
for. I love you. I love you. I love you, David. You're a dick. I love you.
I hate this podcast.
Everybody listening, stand up right now and say 1, 2, 3. I love you, David. 1, 2, 3.
How do you feel?
I love you, David.
How do you feel about euthanasia?
I mean, I'm cool, man. I like Chinese people, Japanese people, but
the young kids in Asia, man, they're cool too. Euthanasia is where you're feeling like. I think I made that school. I made that joke in high school, and it was like.
I'm sure, you did. I'm sure I did too.
Yeah, I think everyone did, but I think it was like the funniest joke in the world.
yeah, I mean, listen.
Euthanasia is where if you're sick or you look like Jason, you have the opportunity to.
David tried to pull the plug on me once.
You have the opportunity to pull the plug on yourself.
He turned the cable off. And I was still alive.
Would you if you were ever sick? Would you want the option to kill yourself in like a humane way?
Yeah,
like with medicine.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Me too. 100%. I don't even know why this is a question.
Did you know that?
Why is this up for debate? Like, why do people still talk about it? If you want to fucking go, then go. Like,
I don't know.
It's the same rule as a seatbelt. It fucking baffles my mind. Like, do not enforce me wearing a seatbelt. Like, if you're a dumbass and you don't want to wear a seatbelt, you're fucked. You're screwed.
Yeah, but you wear a seatbelt for the other people in the car, or you could go out of the car and hit.
Okay, I take that back.
You know when you were talking about what the NRA, the money that the NRA takes, and you said it's like a small amount of money.
You looked at it.
Someone tweeted it to me.
Someone tweeted at me too, and they said it was more money.
Yeah, it was like McCain has still though. Your point is correct because. They were like, well, you guys are wrong. They were nice about it.
But how much did McCain get?
He's taken $7 million over his career.
Oh, that's fucking nuts.
Now, hang on a second. $7 million over his career. It is a lot of money. But why doesn't Jeff Bezos just fucking buy off John McCain?
Well, isn't Amazon with the NRA too?
Or some other liberal fucking dude.
No, I know.
Why doesn't Oprah just give John McCain $7 million and make the NRA go away?
Well, okay. I mean... You know, that's easier said than done. Oprah's
But
busy.
Again, it's to your point. I still don't think $7 million is like that much money.
Yeah.
I guess it is over time.
That's also John McCain, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking like little fucking senators that get paid like $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 just to change
their
vote. Oh,
okay. That was your point. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking. No. John McCain's not taking $2,000 to vote for the NRA. Okay. One more question. Male birth control.
I'm on it.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. No,
I don't even think it's.
I don't even know what it is.
Should there be something called male birth control?
Yeah, that would be great.
I think that's like the smartest thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trisha and I, we might be pregnant right now. So
really,
no, I'm just kidding. I just love fucking getting you all worked up.
You guys use protection?
What did I say to you? I said if we do get a baby, I'm going to let you have the exclusive.
Would you really?
Of course, I would.
You promise? If you and Trisha get pregnant?
If we get pregnant, I will let you have the exclusive.
I'm going to let you hang out with her a lot more then.
All right, well, thank
you. Just to knock her up on purpose. Me film? Are you serious? You do that for me, bro?
I mean, she's probably going to want it for her channel. But I'm going to get you in there, bro. I'll get you in the delivery room or something.
I don't want to be
in
the delivery room. I just want to be there for the announcement.
All right. I got your back on that one. That one.
What would you name your kid if you had a kid?
Scott.
Scott? Yeah. Would you name him David?
Glass, Mr. Glass, man.
Would you name him after me?
Would I name my kid after you?
Yeah.
I like the name David. I don't know if I'd name him after you. But yeah, I like the name David a lot.
Yeah.
David Nash. David Nash doesn't sound that good. It sounds okay.
Well, how do you feel about homeschooling?
What a segue. I know a lot of people get homeschooled, and it sounds like they just fucked off the whole time.
Oh, this is the question I've been looking for in my notes. That's why I've been asking all these bullshit questions. Should you be able to watch porn while in a relationship? I 100% know your answer for it.
The other person's okay with it, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's actually a lot more... a lot more open than I thought you were going to be.
Sure, if the other person's okay with it.
Really? I thought you were just going to be like, fuck yeah, who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, if I guess when I was married, my ex-wife knew I watched porn. She was okay with it. If she wasn't okay with it, then I'd be like,
how does she know you watch porn?
I just told her. I had it on all the time.
It's hard to hide it when you're playing it on the living room TV.
It's coming out of my phone at all times. It's coming out of my pocket. You ever,
it's midday. It's 3 p.m. on a Sunday. You're watching it on the living room.
I had a buddy of mine. He fucking You know, you can bump stuff from your phone to your TV with Apple TV.
Oh, shit.
It was really like a big party, like kids' party once. And he was like trying to fuck, put something on his phone and just fucking.
Porn?
Yeah, porn right up on the TV. Everyone saw it.
What was that? Fucking clowns having sex?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Just the entire party was like, okay. It was just, you know, some girl getting boned.
Fucking great.
Yeah, it was a good time. That was when I was married. When I was telling Trisha all these stories about when I was married and what it was like. She was asking.
Does she like those stories?
Yeah, she loves hearing about, like, you know, my past when I was like married and what that was like. And
yeah. Is she jealous of your ex-wife at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have kids with Trisha?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. If you
were to have kids with Trisha.
She wants to move in now, and I'm like, we've been dating 4 weeks. she go like this. I go like this. I go. She goes. Well, if we just moved in together, then I would feel. You know, I wouldn't be so clingy, which is a good point. I understand that point.
You guys are also on fucking acid.
I said what?
You're 4 weeks in a fucking normal relationship. Like, you've been dating for 4 weeks, but it's really been like fucking 2 years.
I guess so. You mean because we've gone so many places, yes, and stuff, and we spent, yes, so much time together? Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I said we've been dating 3 weeks, and she goes, no, 4 weeks. And I was like, well, that's...
When did you guys start dating?
I don't know, like 4 weeks ago.
You don't remember the day?
No.
You don't. So you're not going to celebrate your anniversary, you're not going to know how. She probably remembers it on the back of her hand. I can't wait till she listens to this and brings it up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd have to go look at the day.
Oh, so you wrote it down?
No, I'd have to just count.
No, she got a tattooed on her body. I just have to check up on her tattoo. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Sorry it got so heated at the beginning. Jason's a pussy bitch. And we'll see you guys okay, around.
I don't know about that.
Make sure to buy our merch. Guys, tweet us more topics. I really like it. I like longer topics. If you have anything that's going on in your life that you need help with, let us know. We'll help you out. Maybe we won't help you out. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Tweet me at David Dobrik. My name has been Jeff. That's been Jason Nash, @JasonNash. We'll see you guys later. This has been Views.
Bye-bye. Views.